Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, today's next to the last, number 11 in our series of 12 episodes dealing with the new album, 2020's Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later, and looking at those 12 songs and kind of contrasting them or comparing them with the 12 from my first album, 2000's Ozzy's Guitar. Today's song is my big bluegrass song, Wildflower Moon, a song that celebrates the Black Hills right here where I live and have my studio and work with a wonderful, wonderful community of people here. So we'll give a listen to Wildflower Moon, the original from 2000's Ozzy's Guitar, and then talk a little bit about it on the other side.
And the birds are singing, and the rabbits play down by the water side, looking for love. Looking for sapple singing, hi-ho, don't you know, she my little wildflower. Well, you can't make bones on Stobart Mill, and you can't get shine without a sound. Well, come on up to the hills with me, springtime full in bloom, sun so bright, close your eyes, rest your mind in the light of a wildflower. Well, she told me I was her true love. I asked her how I know. Well, she said all the other pretty fellas she knew was a bit more kin than bows. Singing, hi-ho, don't you know, she my little wildflower. Now you can't make bone from snowball bale, and you can't get shine without sound, no. Well, she got a coon hat, fits her fine, wears it down to the church. Yeah, she got a spirit rough as a oak, and a soul as wide as a birch. Y'all singing, hi-ho, don't you know, she my little wildflower. Well, you can't make pole from stubborn meal, and you can't get shine without sour. Come on now. Well, come on up to the hills with me, springtime full in bloom. Sun so bright, close your eyes, rest your mind in the light of a wildflower moon. Now some grow broad and some grow tall, some grow just plain wild, but you always grow needles on a white pine tree and thorns on a wildflower child. Oh, singing, hi-ho, don't you know, she my little wildflower. Well, you can't make pork from stovetop meal, and you can't get shine without sound. Well, come on up to the hills with me, springtime full in bloom, sun so bright, close your eyes, rest. rest your mind in the light of a wildflower moon.
That was Wildflower Moon from 2000's Ozzy's Guitar. The song was written probably around 1998, and I would say that this song sort of represents a breakthrough for me on the guitar. It was really the first song that I wrote, kind of developing my flat picking style, that kind of bluegrass flat picking style on guitar that I've used in a lot of songs since then and in various ways. So this one was really kind of a notch up for me on the instrumentation and my capacity as a guitar player. This one was written around the same time. I think we talked in an earlier episode about the songwriting, the little songwriting workshop that we did. Tom Paxton came to town and we worked on a number of things. This didn't come out of that songwriting workshop, but it came right on the heels of it, I would say. I became first just very enthralled with the guitar part, that riff, that flat picking bluegrass style kind of riff, that was really, really enjoying. And I played and played with that just for a really long time without ever trying to bring any lyrics to it. But then eventually I thought, well, I like this so much, I need to make it into a song. And so that's what I did. So when I turned to decide what would be my inspiration, I thought, well, we had lived here in Spearfish and in the Black Hills area for, you know, about 2 or 3 years at that point. And so I thought, you know, this needs to be my song about the Black Hills. But it had this bluegrass feel, so it felt like it also kind of needed to be kind of a folksy, kind of a bluegrassy song, I'll tell you about my Cindy. She lives way down south. That kind of a song, that kind of a turn of the century tale. With some humor shoved in there, and kind of a tall tale about somebody, but set in the Black Hills, and so that's kind of how the song began, and so the lyrics aren't really trying to do anything, I think, deeper than celebrate. Just some exaggerated retelling of a place and a people and a person and kind of in that folksy style of Cindy, tell you about my Cindy if you know that song, and so let's take a look at the lyrics and then I'll talk a little bit about there is an important story about this particular recording of the song that appeared on 2000's Ozzy's Guitar. So we begin. The birds are singing and the rabbits play down by the waterside looking for love. Yeah, they're looking for love. And that first part of the song is unlike the rest of the song. It's a slow entry. It's kind of setting you up for the surprise move into that fast bluegrass thing. You hear the beginning of the song, you think, okay, this is going to be kind of a sappy, slow kind of, you know, song about birds and rabbits and love and et cetera. And then it jumps into something that's very fast moving. And that's got laughs and silliness in it. So it's kind of that whole first section I would call a kind of a setup. And so we move on to the main first verse. My love lives in a hickory house down by Buffalo Gap. She's so sweet, all the maple trees, well, they won't give up their sap. Hi-ho, don't you know, she's my little wild flower. You can't make pon from store-bought meal, and you can't get shine without sour. So let's look at that a little bit. My love lives in a hickory house down by Buffalo Gap. Now, there is a Buffalo Gap, South Dakota here, not far from us, if you are familiar with the Black Hills area. It's kind of on the eastern side of the Black Hills, just a little bit south of Rapid City. But I also lived in a Buffalo Gap, Texas, for some time, and I was familiar with Buffalo Gap, Texas, and so the name Buffalo Gap is a really nice. It's got a nice rhythm to it. It's got a nice feel. So that was good. Hickory House. There's actually a kind of a retirement home here in Spearfish called Hickory House, and so I think that must be where that came in. Just some interesting. Interesting names and place names that would fit this sort of character and this sort of feel that I was going for. My love lives in a hickory house down by Buffalo Gap. She's so sweet, all the maple trees, well, they won't give up their sap. So I think really that was strongly influenced. I mentioned, let me tell you about my Cindy. She lives away down south. Lips so sweet, those honeybees swarm about her mouth. That's how it goes. Lips so sweet, the honeybees swarm about her mouth. I think that is kind of what brought me into this first verse. My wife and I used to sing some at some of the libraries for children's day at the library, and we'd sing a lot of those old folk songs, and we'd sing Cindy quite a bit. So anyway, that was bumping around in my head, so I was kind of wanting to go for that kind of song. So we get, she's so sweet, all the maple trees won't give up their sap, to rhyme with Buffalo Gap. And then we get to the refrain that comes back many times in the song. Hi-ho, don't you know, she's my little wild flower. Now, a wild flower is, that's important because it's beautiful, but it is uncultivated. It's wild. It springs up where you don't expect and has a flair that's all its own. It's not something that you can point to somebody and say, hey, you did a great job growing that flower, because nobody grew that flower. It grew itself. And so this love, this woman that the speaker in the song is talking about someone. She is someone who is her own person. She's beautiful and she's wild. You can't make pon from store-bought meal, and you can't get shine without sour. Now, I grew up in the South, and pon is short for corn pone, which is like a cornbread. And so the suggestion here is you can't make real corn pone from store-bought meal. You got to have some corn. You got to grind it. And you can't get shine, which is short for moonshine, without sour. You know, sour mash is the first step in getting to moonshine. Now, so the idea here, and this, if this song has a big idea, it's this. The wild things are best. The uncultivated things are best. The non-store-bought things are best. And anytime you're going to get to something really good, when you're going to get to the shine, you're not going to get there without going through the sour. You're not going to get to the moonshine without going through the sour mash. you're going to go through the rough side, the yucky stuff. You got to go through that to get to the good stuff. So that, you know, that would be the biggest message, if there's a message in this song. So, and then we sing, we move into this part. That is another part of the, maybe it's a second refrain. I don't know. I should have analyzed, you know, musically the structure, what I was doing here, but kind of maybe the second refrain here. Come on up to the hills with me. Springtime full in bloom. Sun so bright, you'll close your eyes. Rest your mind in the light of a wildflower moon. And that's the part that's really dedicated to the Black Hills. No matter what time of year it is, whether it's in the spring when the wildflowers are out, or in the dead of winter, in the middle of the night, when there's a full moon in the Black Hills, it is magical. It's magical because it's bright and it lights up everything. And so that was a big piece of what I was looking at with the title Wildflower Moon. The springtime is amazing in the hills. The wildflowers everywhere, and we every spring in our early years here, we would go out and we would take pictures of ourselves and our daughters out around, among the wildflowers in different places. We'd head up to Cement Ridge and head over to other places with lots and lots of wildflowers, and we'd get lots of pictures. And it was just huge, huge, beautiful thing, the wildflowers in the Black Hills. And when that moon is full at night, on those magical nights, you'll still see those wildflowers, even at night. Amazing. So we move on to the next verse. She told me I was her true love. I asked her how I'd know. She said all the other pretty fellas she knew was a bit more kin than beau. So once again, the verses are more or less jokes about being a little wild, about being a little bit hillbilly. My people came from the Ozarks originally, so I can claim hillbilly and not be too offensive, because I is one. So anyway, it once again, that theme of the rough cut being what's valuable. And then of course we go through the refrain again, the hi ho and the come on up to the hills, and then we get into the next verse, verse three. Now she has a coon hat, fits her fine, wears it down to the church. Yeah, she got a spirit rough as a oak and a soul as white as a birch. So we got in a little bit of churchiness in there. And if you notice in this recording, this verse goes a cappella. And we've got the vocal harmonies going on there. And we've got my wife, who is singing vocal harmonies. We got her to do a high kind of what I would call a church lady soprano part, where she went up really high. You know, if you've ever been in the kind of church I'm talking about, you know, there's like at least one lady who's there who is a soprano, and she occasionally wants to make sure that everybody remembers it. And so her voice raises up over the rest of the congregation during the congregational singing. But once again, the idea, a spirit that's rough as an oak and a soul that's white as a birch, this innocence and roughness, where that paradox of being rough cut but pure and innocent. And we once again have a little refrains in there again. And then we move on to the very last verse. Now some grow broad and some grow tall and some grow just plain wild, but you'll always grow needles on a white pine tree and thorns on a wildflower child. And then we go back into hi-ho, don't you know, she's my little wildflower. You can't make pone from store-bought meal, and you can't get shine without sour. Oh, come on up to the hills with me, springtime full in bloom. Sun so bright, you'll close your eyes, rest your mind in the light of a wildflower moon. And then we move toward the end. Once again, that last verse, just driving home the point, you know, there's going to be needles on those pine trees, and there's going to be thorns on that wildflower. And so, again, just a celebration of I think the wild and the rough cut, and what is often seen as unrefined. And you can certainly get plenty of that up here in the hills. Lots of beautiful, wild, unrefined areas, rough cut, and just full of beauty and and just healing, you know, to the soul. Like the chorus says, you know, sun so bright, you'll close your eyes and rest your mind in the light of a wildflower moon. So that's the, those are the lyrics as they are, you know, basically a series of jokes and pointing us toward the value of the rough cut. But I want to talk a little bit about how this particular recording came about. I think it was 1998, just after I had written the song, before I had any digital recording equipment. I did have a four-track cassette recorder, so I was able to do some multi-track of sorts. Not real high quality, but I was able to do that. There was a contest out of Rapid City, and for the life of me, I can't tell you who sponsored the contest, but it was a contest for regional and local songwriters to submit a recording, and then they were going to put together a CD, and they were gonna not use the recordings that came in, but they were gonna send you to the studio, and you were gonna do a recording and all that. So anyway, I had just finished writing Wildflower Moon, and I wasn't even sure that I, at that point, that I could play it and sing it live, because it was still at the kind of at the edge of my reach musically, instrumentally playing it, and then to pile on top of that the mouthful of lyrics that this is, and the speed at which it needs to be played. I was a little challenged still, but I was excited about it. But I got the recording on a cassette, sent it into the folks, and mine got accepted. So my first big, super proud, whoa, this is great. I got my I'm going into a studio. So what they did, they hired a young man who had a nice kind of a home studio set up. In a house here in, he was actually here in Spearfish. And so I had a few friends who I will name now, Hank and Marianne Friedel. Hank was a principal in town and a really fine instrumentalist, played a lot of banjo and dobro and guitar. And Marianne plays keyboards and stand-up bass. And then we had another friend, Liz Sheets, who was a violinist and occasional fiddler. And so basically I got them together along with me and with Cheryl, my wife, and we kind of began working on figuring out parts, because I knew that it needed to be more than just me, okay, me and my guitar. We needed banjo. We needed a lot of things. I was going to play. I had already picked up the mandolin, and so I felt comfortable with that. I felt comfortable with the guitar, but beyond that, I felt like it needed some more. So we worked kind of separately. I sent recordings, and they worked on things, and then we got together and worked it out just a little bit, and then went down to the basement studio of this young man, and captured this recording in maybe half a day or so, and was really proud of it. This is actually the very first of all the recordings that I have out there that are available, this is probably the first recorded song that I have. And it wasn't one that I did. I didn't record it. I didn't mix it. I didn't master it or anything. I pulled it in. I retained rights to the recording, and I pulled it in on my first album. But this really kind of convinced me that, hey, you know, maybe I need to get some home studio stuff, because I think I can. I think if I bump my game up just a little from 4-track cassette recorder, I think I could do this. So in a way, this song is what kicked me off on the indie producing and home recording and that sort of thing. I had been doing it before, but I really moved it up into the digital age after this. And so anyway, and great thanks to what Hank brought to this, his amazing banjo and the intro piece with the dobro, Marianne, of course, on the stand up bass, and then Liz Sheets with a fine job on the fiddle, and then, as I said, I added the mandolin and the main 6-string guitar. And then I did some of the, I did obviously the lead vocals, some harmony vocals. Cheryl layered on some harmony vocals, and then did the wonderful church lady in that verse 3, with the great, soaring soprano. So that is 2000's Wildflower Moon. And this is probably the one that I've played live more often than anything else. This is one that usually gets pulled out. I've played it with Hank a couple of times when he and I have played for some event, and he's joined me with his banjo again. And so a fun song and a really kind of a breakthrough song for me as far as my development as a musician and as a songwriter. It was an exciting song. So, all of that said, let's listen to 2020's Wildflower Moon, which certainly, as I've said before, my goal with the new album, with 2020's Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later, was to reimagine these songs. Say, you know, how can we take what we've got, the good thing that we've got, and let's break it open. Let's push the boundaries. Let's open the box up and let's see where we might be able to go with it. So I went a couple of different places with this. And so we'll listen now to Wildflower Moon from Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later and talk a little bit about what changed on the other side.
And the birds are singing, and the rabbits play down by the water side. They're looking for love, yeah, they're looking for love. In a hickory house down by Buffalo Gap. She's so sweet on the maple trees, but I won't give up that sap. I'm singing, I hope, don't you know, she my little wildflower. Well, you can't make pom-pom stop on me, and you can't get shine without sound. Well, she told me I was her true love. I asked her how I'd know, but she said only the other pretty fella she knew was a bit more kin than bone. I'm singing, I hope, don't you know, she my little wildflower. Well, you can't make bone from stuff on me, and you can't get shine without sound, no. Come on up to the hills with me, springtime full in bloom. Sun's so bright, you close your eyes, rest your mind in the light of a wildflower. Come on up to the hills with me, springtime full in bloom. sun's so bright, you close your eyes. Rest your mind in the light of a wildflower.
Hey, on the hills where the wildflowers grow, there's a secret place where I like to go. In the springtime, summer, wind or snow, you can join me there. Make a perfect pair in the canyon by the creekside. Doesn't really matter where we go, as long as we hide like escapees in the shade of trees. Wild and free, just you and me. She got a coon hat, fits her fine, wears it down to the church. Yeah, she got a spirit rough as oak and soul as wide as a birch. I'm singing, hi-ho, don't you know, she my little wildflower. Well, you can't make bone from stubborn meal, and you can't get shine without sour, no.
Some grow broad and some grow tall, some grow just plain wild. But you always grow needles on a white pine tree and thorns on a wildflower child. I'm singing,
hi-ho, don't you know, she my little wildflower. Well, you can't make bone from stubborn meal, and you can't get shine without sour, no. Come on up to the hills with me, springtime brought in bloom. Sun's so bright, you close your eyes, rest your mind in the light of a wildflower. Come on up to the hills with me, springtime brought in bloom. Sun's so bright, you close your eyes, rest your mind in the light of a wildflower. Come on up to the hills with me, springtime brought in bloom. Sun's so bright, you close your eyes, rest your mind in the light of a wildflower. Come on up to the hills with me, springtime rolling blue. Sun's so bright, you close your eyes, rest your mind in the light of a wildflower.
So that is 2020's Wildflower Moon from Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later. There are a number of changes, a number of things that happened. I think we are still basically in the same key and more or less the same, although I did truncate things by not repeating the refrains nearly as often as we did in the original. I wanted to shorten those up a little bit, make the song a little more compact. Probably the first thing you notice, though, as we get started with it, is the rhythm track. And there were no drums, there was no percussion in the original version. And so I did use construct some tracks, and some of them are drums, and then some of them are more sort of hip hop tracks, and so you get a little bit of that a different kind of feel than in the rhythm. And that is a sort of a foreshadowing to the other really big change, which is that I added a whole kind of rap section after that verse two that we go into, and so it felt like maybe I would say a courageous choice, or some might say a gimmick, but it felt right to me. And you know, when it's flowing and you're excited about it, you just go ahead and go with it. There were other things that I also tried in this that I won't talk about that I pulled out later. And I think I made the right choice there. So it's not a matter of me being afraid to not go with my first impulse. I am an advocate for drafting and for revising and for not just going with the first thing that came out. But this, I did grapple with it some, and I stuck with it. I even had one friend who said, I I don't know if that works. And I decided, yeah, I think it does. So that anyway, we'll read through those new lyrics for the rap section. Up in the hills where the wildflowers grow, there's a secret place where I like to go. In the springtime, summer, wind, or snow, you can join me there, make a perfect pair. In the canyon by the creek side, doesn't really matter where we go as long as we hide like escapees in the shade of trees, wild and free, just you and me. Just still going along with the same basic theme that that the whole song has always had. But being in the Black Hills, no matter what the season is, hiding away a little bit, hiding away with that other person that you love and that you care about deeply, and escaping just for a while into that beauty, into a place that's just really amazing and magical. And I feel really, really blessed that that we get to live here. And so I did want to add a little more to the song in homage to the Black Hills and to the beauty of this area. So the other instrumentation that changed, of course, I did put in some string arrangements that I did via MIDI. I did do all the instrumentation in this one. I do play banjo, not like Hank plays banjo, but I do play tenor banjo, four string, mostly flat picking it. So we've got that featuring highly. We've got the harmonica came in, which was not there in the first one, and then of course the main part, which is still the six string steel string guitar. And so a lot of fun, and I had a whole lot of fun mixing it. Now it's a real challenge right now. I mentioned this. I'm working on a new album, just finishing it up. Actually, it's going to be out in January 2021, and it's very minimal. I'm using a lot of nylon stringed guitar and ukulele, very gentle, very soft, very quiet, not a super full mix of a lot of instruments. That's probably because this album that we're talking about now, Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later, was cram-packed. I mean, I really set out to bring a lot in. And so the mixing, I learned a lot in working with this. I don't know if I got it 100% right, but, you know, it was really good. It's a different thing to mix a lot of complexity into a song, into a recording, and make it come out intelligible and not just muddy and noisy. The vocal harmonies, if you notice in this version of the song, I wouldn't even call them harmonies. I'd call it a chorus. I don't know exactly how many parts I did and Cheryl did, but together we may have done, you know, I don't know, 8 or 10 parts, vocal parts in those in the chorus refrain part. And so getting that mixed right, and so it sounds like a cohesive chorus of folks singing. And of course, then we highlight that at the end by pulling out a good deal of the instrumentation and having just the vocals over the top of some of the strings and the banjo. It was a lot of fun. It's a fun song. It's always been a fun song. It's always one that I'll probably pull out at some point if I ever, whenever I perform. And it was fun to give it a new life and to see what else it could do beyond what it's already done. So there we have it. Wildflower Moon from 2000's Ozzy's Guitar and 2020's Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later. Check out all my music for streaming or find my lyrics, all of that at scottsimpsonmusic.com. www.thebeatsandbeats.com. You can also find, I was just working on it yesterday, may do a little more work on it today, putting together a new page for the new album that's coming up in 2021 called Keys to My Head. Yes, Keys to My Head. I have finalized, I think, that title for the album, and I'm super excited about it. So go check that out as well. You can stream all my music on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on Apple Music, iTunes, anywhere else where you stream your music, you can find it. Just look up Scott Simpson. I've got 28 albums out there, 29 on the way in January. I appreciate the time that you take to give this a listen. I appreciate the company here in the canyon talking about songs and experiences that lead to songs. And I would encourage you, I don't know who you are, I don't know what you do, but take those events in your life, take those things that happen to you, take those insights that you have, do something with them. It doesn't have to be a song. Could be a story, could be a poem, could be a painting, could be just a great conversation, could be a post on Facebook or something. But take what you know, take what you experience, turn it into something, give it to the world, because we need it. We need it. We need more people putting out their insights in positive ways, in artistic ways, not just in argumentative ways. I would be the first to say there are times when standing up and making an argument is important, but sometimes there are times when just opening up your mouth and singing a song, putting down pen to paper and putting out a poem, taking some watercolor to a blank sheet of white paper and putting out an image, that's what we live for. That's what inspires us ongoingly. So, stay tuned and be well.